兄姊妹们平安。Good morning.
早上好。
I will just quickly introduce my two children. This is Ashley. Ashley, you can just take a quick stand up. And she's about to start ninth grade. And so one of the reasons we came back is because the school she was in did not have a high school. And then this is my son Tyler, and he doesn't want to stand up, I think. He's going to be in, what grade? Seventh, sorry.
就是快速的介绍一下他的家庭，就是他的女儿是九年级，然后他的儿子是七年级，谢谢。
Well, I want you to imagine the aromas of Asia.
我要让你有一个有一个想象，就是亚洲的香气。
What does it smell like where you're from?
从你来的地方，你闻起来是什么样的呢？
Perhaps you smell the steamed dumplings or the manto on the streets.
也许你可以闻到那些蒸饺或者是馒头的，在街上的馒头的气味。
Perhaps you smell the chow fan or the kung pao ji ding.
也许你可以闻到那些炒饭或者是宫爆鸡丁。
Those are good smells, but there's bad smells too.
这些都是好的香味，但是也有坏的气味。
You know, Taiwan has 臭豆腐。
台湾是有臭豆腐的。
In the rural areas, you'll smell the farmers burning crops.
在农村的地方，你可以闻到那些农民们在烧那些柴烧那些作物。
And where we lived, you could often smell the incense and the idol worship.
在我们住的地方，我们也可以闻到那些香火或者是崇拜的那些味道。
So for the past 3 years, we've lived in Jiaxin Xingang.
在过去的三年里面，我们是住在新阳的斋县。Oh, sorry. 嘉义新阳。
Xingang.
Oh, Xingang.
And there you would smell the temples and the burning money and the incense in the homes and in the friends and family members.
你可以在那边，你可以闻到那些烧的香火，或者是那种纸钱，也可以闻到那些香火的气味在家里面。
So there's many kinds of aromas in Asia.
所以那边你可以闻到非常非常多的气味。
So I start there because the scripture passage we read from 2 Corinthians 2.
我从这边开始是因为我们的经文在哥林多后书里面所说的。
It was about an aroma.
那就是关于气味。
And it's about the aroma of Jesus Christ.
那是关于耶稣基督的香气。
And it's about how it's our job to spread that aroma everywhere.
也是关于我们怎么样去传播这样子的一个气味。
And so for some, Jesus' aroma will bring life.
对有些人来说，耶稣基督的气味会带来生命。
And sadly, Paul says that sometimes the aroma will bring death.
很遗憾的说，那个保罗说有的时候那个气味也会带来死亡。
So let's look at verse 14 again. Are we able to put the English back up at least, maybe on the PowerPoint?
我们可以再看一下第十四节，可以不可以把 PowerPoint 放到那个英文的经文那边？
Yeah, there you go. So we'll look at verse 14. But thanks be to God.Who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere.
感谢神，他常把我们掳去，领我们进入基督的凯旋，并借着我们在各处吹扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So the imagery that the Apostle Paul uses is a Roman military parade.
在保罗里面有使用的一个印象就是。在罗马的军队的游行。
We left Washington D.C. last week, and there was a big military parade.
我们开了华盛顿，上个星期的离开了华盛顿，那边有一个非常大的游行。
So Paul is talking about something like this.
所以保罗是在讲这样的事情。
After a victory in war, the Romans would lead all the defeated captives in what resembled a parade.
所以在一个战争的胜利以后，那些罗马人就会把那些俘虏的人 就像拿来游行。
So America has big tanks, but in those days, the people at the front of the parade had trumpets.
在美国的话，你可以看到非常多的坦克，但在以前的时候，在最前面是那些穿吹小号的人，吹号的人。
And behind the people with the trumpets would be all the stuff that they had taken from their enemies.
在吹号的人的后面是那些被抓住的人和一些所俘虏的东西。
And then in the back would be all the people that had been tied up and they're bound and walking like this.
最后就会那些被抓住的人被手上绑着，然后走路像那样子。
And they would be led up the top of a big hill in Rome and they would be executed.
他们会把他带到那个罗马的高山上，然后把他们处决。
Now it might seem very strange, but that is the image the Apostle Paul uses in verse 14.
看起来 有点非常奇怪，但其实那个印象就是保罗所应用的。
Why would he do that?
为什么他要那样做呢？
Because Jesus has defeated our sin on the cross, triumphing over evil and death.
因为耶稣基督打败了我们的那些罪恶，取得了那些胜利。
他战胜了死亡。
战胜了死亡。
So ironically, when Jesus takes you captive and becomes Lord over your life, he sets you free from bondage to sin.
虽然很搞笑的是，那个耶稣基督在成了你生命的救主。
Yeah, so Jesus's captivity of you is actually liberating.
虽然耶稣基督俘虏了你，其实是在解放你。
So that's why Paul can rejoice that we're captives of God's triumphal procession. It's good news.
所以为什么那保罗就是即使被耶稣基督俘虏了以后还能够得到喜乐。
But notice also from verse 14 again that there's a smell.
在十四节里面我们还可以看到一个还可以闻到一个香味。
In those days, the Romans would use incense.
在那个时候罗马人也会应用香火。
And they had flowers and perfumes in their processions and their parades.
在那个里面会有花朵以及一些香水的气味。
But notice here that Paul says our aroma is the knowledge of God everywhere.
但你注意到的是，保罗在这边说，我们的气味是关于耶稣基督的知识。
So that's the aroma we're to spread to the world.
所以那个就是我们想要在全世界里面传播的气味。
But now look at verses 15 and 16.
但是现在你看看第十五或者十六节。
For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we're an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life.
因为我们在神的面前，无论在得救的人身上或死亡的身上，都有基督的馨香之气，在前者我们叫人死的香气，在后者我们叫人活的香气。
So if you're a true Christian, your life must look different than the world because you represent Jesus.
如果你是一个耶稣基督徒的话，你的生命当中就会跟别人不一样，因为你的生命当中是代表了耶稣基督。
And so using Paul's imagery, you'll smell a different way and be a pleasing aroma to God.
如果你应用保罗的这个描述的话，你可以感到那个耶稣基督的香气。
But as we spread this aroma, the problem is not everyone smells it in the same way.
但是我们传播这种气味的时候，一个问题就是，不是所有人都能闻到这样的气味。
Some receive it as good news, and some receive it as bad news.
有的人觉得是一个好的消息，另外一些人就觉得是一个坏的消息。
But you'll notice what Paul says in this passage is no one hears the good news and remains neutral in the middle.
但你可以在这边可以看到的是保罗的所说的没有人是听到了一个好的消息而保持在中立的立场。
When you hear the gospel, you either move more towards God or more away from God.
当你听到这个gospel 的时候，你会要不然就是偏向耶稣基督，要不然就偏向外边。
And so that's why he says in verses 16 and 17, who is equal to such a task?
这是为什么在16节或17节里面，这是一个相同的一个工作。
So today we're here to thank you for helping us be an aroma of Jesus in Taiwan the past 16 years.
今天我们就要听到一些非常感谢的气息，从在台湾的16或者17年。
We say we've tried our best to smell good.
我们尽量让我们觉得闻起来很好。
So we've learned the local languages, Mandarin and Taiwanese.
我们学了本土的方言，包括台湾语和大陆的方言。
So we moved to the neighborhoods and we shared the gospel literally with thousands of people over the past 16 years.
所以我们搬到那些邻居里面，然后我们传播了基督耶稣的福音，对大概有一千多个人。
But like Paul said in this passage, our experience has also been mixed.
在这边像这边保罗所说的一样，我们的经历通常是一个混合的好多。
When we shared the gospel with people, some people received it as good news.
当我们传播福音的时候，有的人他认为它是一个好的消息。
And unfortunately, some did not receive it.
但有些人他没有收到这样的消息。
So to summarize the past 16 years, I would say, the best way to describe it would be this.
如果总结一下过去的16年的最好的方式是这样子的。
Our first ministry was in Zhongpu.
我们第一个宣教是在中埔。
We were an aroma for life.
我们是生命的气息。
We now have a church there.
我们是有一个教会。
So we were able to start a church and see people baptized and come to know Jesus.
所以我们可以有一个教会，然后我们可以看到好多人受洗。
But our next ministry after we finished that church was in Xingang.
但是我们下一个宣教的地方是新港。
We were not received well there.
但我们没有受到很多的受众。
After 3 years of evangelism, not one person believed.
三年的宣教以后，没有任何一个人信。
So it's been a very spiritually challenging and dark 3 years.
所以那是一个非常在我们灵命里面非常困难的一个三年。
But that's why I want to now invite my wife up just to share some of the stories about what we experienced as we shared the gospel, but mostly were rejected.
这就是我们要邀请他的老婆过来讲讲在他们传道的时候的那些经历。
So first, I would like to remind people that are new our connection to this church.
所以我们刚开始是要提醒一下我们那些新来的人，我们的跟那些教会的联系。
I grew up at this church and started coming when I was a kid going to VBS.
我在这个教会里面长大我在来教会的时候是我很小的时候。
And then I started going to the youth group until I graduated from high school.
我开始会进入我们的幼师组，然后进入到高中。
So I've been to this church almost 40 years.
所以我来这个教会已经有14年了。
And after graduating college, I felt called to the missions field, and that's where I met Thomas.
让我去大学的时候，我学的是神学，所以这就是我碰到了Thomas.
So basically, since 2003, we've been in Taiwan. We're there a very long time, and as he shared, there were many difficulties.
在2003年以后我们就去台湾了，你在这个分享里面你可以看到我们遇到了非常多的困难。
Today I'd like to show you two short videos that explain how life was like in Taiwan.
今天我要跟你分享两段视频，就让你感觉一下台湾是那边的经历是怎么样的。
The first shows the spiritual atmosphere of this place Xingang that we were serving in and how we were there for the past 3 years.
第一个视频是关于新港的，就看看我们在那边是怎么生活的。
Town life in Xingang is centered around a big Matsu temple. Now Matsu is a sea goddess who many Taiwanese revere.
在新港的中间是一个非常大的马祖庙，马祖是那边的信仰。
It's such a major temple that it's become a big tourist attraction.
这是一个非常大的一个庙，所以变成了一个非常好的一个旅游胜地。
Every weekend and even sometime on weekdays, people would go there to worship, and there would be large God parades.
在每周末或有时候是在周中的时候，那边都会有一个非常大的一个庙会，然后会成为一个非常大的。
People would come to Shingang by the busload and take their own personal idols of Shingang to the temple in order to be blessed or recharged, as I like to say.
人们会满载着车里面满载的东西过来，然后带着东西，他们希望受到马祖的保佑。
Basically to, yeah, just, okay, you said it. And like in Ephesus, a lot of the town's commerce was based around this Matsu temple.
所以在以弗所书里面所说的那样，这有在这个庙会周围有很多这样的东西。
Once a year, there would be a 9-day procession from a place called Dajia to Shingang.
每年的这个时候都有一个9天的游行，从大江到新港。
So every day it would attract 200,000 worshippers before Matsu.
所以每天都大概有20万人在马祖庙前。
And when they ended in Shingang, they would then rest for a few days and worship at this big temple.
所以他们在到达新港的时候，他们就会在那边敬拜马祖。
In those days, they would even close the local schools so that people could, these worshippers from out of town could rest there.
那些地方有时候就会把学校都给关闭了，就这是让那些敬拜的人能够在那边有场地。
That is just how deeply this false god had influenced the entire society of Shingang.
这就是那些错误的神在怎么样影响新港的。
We chose this location because we were looking to be at the place that was at the very heart of Matsu worship.
我们选择新港就是因为我们那边新港那边有非常非常艰难的神的传播。
We've always tried to go to the most unreached places, and really this was the most unreached.
我们通常会去那些非常难达到的地方，这就是我们最难传播的一个地方。
My coworker and I would go in front of the temple to the big streets where they were selling all the idol worship goods.
我跟我的同工们会到街上会。那个街上都会，他们会卖那些所有的关于那些佛像的一些东西。
And we would pass out evangelistic tracts and just start to get to know people, most of whom were elderly and very lonely.
我们开始认识那边当地的人，大部分人都是非常比较老的女人。
We shared the gospel many times.
Sorry.
We shared the gospel many times, but it was.Obviously rejected by most people.
我们是这边先讲了好几次，但大部分的时间，大部分的人都拒绝了我们。
We also specialize in having a lot of free community events, many at the park, and then also some at our gospel center, which was our coworker's home.
我们也举办了好多地区的一些活动，好多就是在在那个公园那边传福音。
And after the first year, we were very intentional about sharing the gospel in every activity that we did.
所以在第一年的时候，我们非常的就是注意，就是在每一个活动当中，我们都要传扬福音。
We all also ran big vacation Bible schools, free English classes, and other things like that to attract the community.
我们也举办了那些读经，还有一些周日的上课，所以我们可以吸引周围的人。
And this these classes filled up very quickly because there was such a high demand. We were really the first foreigners to ever come to that city.
这些课上通常都非常好，很快就会满了，因为我们那边有非常大的需求。
So here's a video that just shows some of those activities and the things that we were doing.
这就是我们看到的一个视频，说我们在那边做的一些活动，可以播放视频吗？麻烦。
walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet.
我是坚持我有很好的消息要跟你说，哦，你是上帝可爱的小孩。
记得哦，上帝派耶稣来到这个世上，在这个十字架上牺牲他的生命。他说：“上帝，上帝，你为什么离弃我？”你知道答案吗？答案是因为上帝不要离弃我。上帝很爱我们，他不要离弃我们，所以他派他的儿子来。
我们求你帮助我们安全的到美国，求你帮忙，而且我们感谢你，你愿意把你的儿子耶稣来到这个世上赦免我们的错误，谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿们。
Clip was about. We were doing a Thanksgiving skit for the community.
如果你想知道那些刚才看到的那些视频是怎么样的，就是我们在感恩节里面的一个视频。
So as you could see, there were many exciting things that were happening in Xinjiang.
你可以看到我们非常在新港有非常激动人心的事情。
But also the soil was so hard.
你可以看到那些的土地上都是有非常非常多的坚硬的。
I'd like to share a story with you today about one of the ladies in our ministry.
我今天要跟你分享的是一个关于女人的一个事情。
Her name was Bella, and she lived in the hotel that was right next to the temple.
她的名字叫做 Bella, 她就是住在在旅馆旁边的一个庙里面的旅馆
It was a place where people would go to bye-bye. A place that people would go to stay when they were in town to bye-bye.
他们就是会在这样一个地方，就是他们那个城里面的人都会去拜的时候。
And at her request, I would visit her every week to read the Bible with her.
因为她的要求，所以我每个星期都会跟她一块读经。
But because of a combination of both mental illness and just the dark spiritual forces that were at work in that temple, she had a lot of problems.
因为是一个混合着包括那种精神的疾病，还有一些关于那些 在他们灵命上的一些问题，所以他有好多好多的问题。
Her behavior was completely erratic, and one week she would love me, and the next week hate me.
她的那种表现都通常会非常的无理，有时候一个星期的时候她会喜欢我，另外一个星期的时候她又非常的恨我。
She was also a hoarder and barely took care of her two young children.
她也是一个家庭一个。家庭，然后支持着他的两个孩子。
So sometimes Thomas would even come to our Bible study just to give her nine-month-old child some attention and change her diaper.
有时候 Thomas 就会过来做传讲道的时候，就是为了照顾他九岁的小孩。
And sometimes Bella would understand the meaning of the Bible very clearly.
有的时候贝拉可以了解那些圣经非常非常清楚的了解。
But other times it was like her brain just turned off and she couldn't understand anything.
但很多的时候就是她的脑袋就好像被关掉了一样，她一点都不能理解。
I'd like to say that the story had a happy ending and that she came to accept Christ.
我说这样希望这样子的故事都有非常好的一个结局。
But unfortunately that didn't happen.
但是那样的事情没有发生。
So, that just further underscores the reason why we need to continue praying for Taiwan.
这就是我们需要继续在台湾传教的原因。
So even though we're not there anymore, we have coworkers from the Netherlands who are still there.
虽然我们不在那边了，但是我们的同工，特别是那些从荷兰来的同工，还在那边。
Things still continue to be difficult for them, and they need your prayers.
那边的生活还是非常的艰难，所以他需要你们的祷告。
On the positive note, recently we've had a lady in their ministry express desire to become a Christian.
有一个正面的消息，就是最近我们那边有一个妇女，她会变成了一个基督徒。
Unfortunately, her husband said he would divorce her if she got baptized.
但是她的丈夫说他会跟她离婚，如果她受洗的话。
So they are still working through that.
所以他们仍然在那边那个活动正在进行。
So because of the darkness that was around us, every single thing that came from that ministry was a miracle from God.
因为那些黑暗在我们的周围，所以那些在那个地方发生的所有的事情都是一个奇迹。
In fact, if there's anything that we learned from our 16 years of being in Taiwan, it's that we needed to rely on God every single second.
事实上，我们在生活在台湾的16年里面的唯一的事情，我们学到的就是我们所有的事情都要依靠神。
We would not see any fruit in that ministry unless the Holy Spirit was working in their hearts.
我们可能不能看到任何的水果，除了我们能够有圣灵的帮助。
And we also see nothing without your prayers and your support.
And 我们也不能得到任何东西，除了能得到你们的那些祷告。
So here's our final video featuring some of the people that have been in our ministry over the years.
这是我们最后的一个视频，看看我们那些人加入我们的那个宣教的活动。
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle. Scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. One, two, three, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for it. Everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in
谢谢你们的帮助，谢谢你们的鼓励跟支持，带领我 Bible Study， 让我跟上帝有更深的连结，也有很好的关系。
谢谢你们来到台湾嘉义南昌福音，让我能够认识耶稣，成为基督徒。God, I'm still counting my
blessings. All that you've done in my life. 感谢马台恩跟苏慧芬宣教士，让我们能一起在台湾跟他们一起在嘉义传福音。
谢谢马牧师让我们认识耶稣。
Thank you for showing me how to love and serve people well.I really appreciate the journey that we share together and the time we spend together.
能在教会当中找到我们的意向和使命。
谢谢 Thomas 跟 Jennifer 以前常常陪我们夫妻聊天，陪伴我们一起度过许多艰难的时刻。
我们觉得，谢谢你们。
愿上帝祝福你们。
One, two, three.Up to infinity, I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything.
So thank you so much for your support over all these years.
特别感谢大伙的在这些年的支持。
We know that you here in College Station have been faithful in both prayer and support.
我们知道在这个 College Station 里面的人，所有都非常的信心，有信心，非常的支持我们。
Some of you may be wondering what we're going to do next now that we're in the U.S.
有些人会想我们接下来要干什么，因为我们现在住在美国定居了。
We are living in Boyd, Maryland, and it has a very large Hindu population.
我们是住在马里兰的博伊茨，那边有好多的印度的人。
And our mission is to continue to be a witness to those who don't believe as we start a non-denominational church plant there.
我们的那个宣教的义务就是继续那些看那些没有信教的人。
We'll be leaving OMF at the end of this year.And from then on, we'll start to open an NGO so that we can continue to receive donations.
我们会在那边一直待到今年，然后我们会建立一个国际 NGO。
教会 ，Yeah, okay.
我们在那边会举办一个教会。
Please pray that we can secure the needed funding and prayer support that we need for this new ministry.
请大伙为我们祷告，为我们祷告有足够的金钱来支持我们的这个教会。
Again, please also continue to pray for Taiwan and the unreached people there.
同时也请大伙给台湾人民祷告，也或者是那些非常难到达的地方的人祷告。
Thank you for supporting us all these years.
非常感谢大伙这些年的支持。
Thank you, Thomas and Jennifer, for delivering God's message and your sharing. And you can reach us. 谢谢。We will sing today's